This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrian Hill. Memorial Day marks the unofficial start of summer, the unofficial start of the summer driving season, and it seems the unofficial car recall season. Last week, the Japanese auto supplier Takata doubled the number of airbags being recalled in the U.S. to 34 million. General Motors continues to deal with fallout from a problem with bad ignition switches on millions of its cars. It all raises the question, how exactly does a company manage to stay in business when it's recalling so many of its products? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports.
Recalls happen all the time.
Oh, yes, there's thousands every year.
Jonathan Bernstein is president of Bernstein Crisis Management. There were a bunch of recalls just last week. A stove that turns on by itself, a weight training bench that can break. And big recalls cost billions, especially when there are lawsuits or fines involved. And yet,
it's extremely seldom that a recall leads to the ruin of the company.
There are a few reasons for that. Take GM's recalls last year of 30 million vehicles. First, it's not like GM handed out 30 million new cars.
Yeah, almost always in the case of a recall, it's just a part getting fixed.
David Whiston is an equity analyst with Morningstar. GM's fixes have cost $2.5 billion so far and shaved profit. Costly, but not company ending. The other thing is between lawsuits and repairs, recalls take a while. So does paying for them.
The financial damage gets spread out a bit over time. It's not all at once.
And if it has to, a company can take on debt. In the case of Takata, it has an extra thing going for it. It's one of the few companies that make critical safety equipment for automakers. Dave Sullivan is an industry analyst with Auto Pacific.
The company's essential for the auto industry. They really have to survive. They're too big to fail.
And for many companies, the longest term damage from a recall can be to brand reputation. Sullivan says it's not like consumers will ask for cars without Takata airbags. It's not like Takata is a household name, although now that could be changing. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.